You're about to walk into a new school, not for the first time. What's your next move?
Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you have to step into a new situation, it can be pretty awkward. Maybe it's a new school where you don't know anyone, maybe a new church, or even a new step family. Facing an unfamiliar future is rough. But when you're following God, you're not facing it alone. Today's story is called Hello Unknown by Alan Rosenthal. I stood anxiously in front of the school doors, feeling as if I was glued to the spot. I had no idea what awaited me inside that building. How could I trust that it was going to be okay when it had all gone wrong before? I was tired of being an outcast, a loner, the one who sat alone at lunch. I hated not knowing what would come next. If only I could see the future and know exactly what I was supposed to do. I would never have to live in fear of what could have or should have been. Instead, I could just be. Then I realized, even though I couldn't see the future, I didn't have to live in fear. God knows exactly what our futures hold. He sees us right now. And he isn't seeing the outcast or the loner that others might see. He's seeing us for who we truly are. His children, his workmanship, his faithful servants. Sometimes it's hard to trust his plan, but it can also help to remember that Jesus promised this life will not be easy. Yet he also promised that he will never leave us. He is with us every step of the way. I whispered a silent prayer and looked up at the school doors again. I don't know what's going to happen when I step in there, God, I said quietly to myself. But you do, and you're with me no matter what. Taking a breath, I stepped into the school building. God knows everything, even the unknown, and he wants a relationship with you more than you could ever imagine. When you put your trust in Jesus, believing in his death and resurrection, all of God's wonderful gifts are free. I thank him every day for giving me the courage to walk into that building because it was his plan all along. All right, let's think about this for a second. Can you think of a time you were afraid of the unknown? What happened? Can you now see any ways God was helping you during that time? Consider taking a moment to thank him for this, and then talk to him about the unknowns you're facing today. You can ask him for reminders of his presence and his love for you anytime. Now, there's a lot more scripture in the discussion question that goes along with today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app or unlocked.org. Now, as you and I can read in Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Deuteronomy 31:8, Psalm 23, verse 4, and Hebrews 13:5 through 6 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Is this the first time you've listened to Unlocked, or have you listened from the beginning? Do you have questions about today's story? Or maybe you have an idea for something new? Well, if you do, we'd love to hear about it. You can email us, go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how God is always ready to listen to you, even if no one else seems like they are. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.